RCR with Paul Brennan.
Let's have another Perigo's perspective on RCR. The man is with us, Lindsay. Hello.
Hello to you. Buongiorno. Come stai?
G'day. All right. So I think we touched on milk last week in the intro to your perspective. What was that about again?
Well, we did, and I didn't fully develop the point. I pointed out that RFK Jr. had demanded that whole milk now be substituted for weasel's piss in the school lunches,
right.
The low-fat stuff. I failed to make the main point to state the main significance of that. Whole milk has a lot of saturated fat in it, which has been the bogeyman of nutrition for decades, wrongly so, unjustly so, wokely so. So the significance of this move is that the food pyramid, if you like, is being turned upside down. Go for the saturated fat and avoid the seed oils and all that rubbish.
I saw a piece the other day. It was a guy who claimed he'd eaten 720 eggs in 1 month. So do the math on that, the daily rate.
Yes.
What do you think happened to his level of cholesterol?
Well, it might have gone up, but the good cholesterol, the HDL, would have gone up significantly. And it's the ratio of HDL to LDL, or more precisely, triglycerides to total cholesterol, that is important, not the actual overall cholesterol level.
I'm so impressed you just rattled that off.
Well, I've had to go through all this, you see, because I had problems not that long ago with being far too tubby and apparently not being able to do anything about it by observing common food guidelines. And my doctor was remonstrating with me, and I said, look, I'm going to do the opposite of what you would advise me. I'm going to do the Atkins diet. And I did the Atkins diet, and everything got better, including HbA1c, which I had a level which put me at pre-diabetes level.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought that down to under the radar. And when I went back to him, having done the tests, he said, your HbA1c has come down from 43 to 38. How did you do that? And I said, by ignoring your advice.
And how did he take that?
Well, eventually, he retired not long after that, but he came round because just before he retired, Time magazine had on its cover butter and eggs, and said, eat butter and eggs. And it was along the lines that I've just been going through, that we've had it upside down for so long. And my doctor said, you know, we've been giving the wrong advice for 40 years.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, the 720 egg guy claimed all his cholesterol, all of it, went down after
down,
that.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Just say.
That's not unusual, but also you would find if you examined the components of the cholesterol reading that his HDL would have been really healthy and his LDL as well.
Nuke the food pyramid. That's for another day.
Yeah, well, people can look it up. Look up the ketogenic food pyramid, or it may even be called the carnivore food pyramid. But there you will see that people are absolutely thriving on or by reversing, acting contrary to the advice we've been given since childhood.
Okay, let's go, Lindsay.
Right. Andiamo. Much as we humans like to persuade ourselves, when political polls tilt toward the worst of the evils on offer, that the polls are rubbish, that they're skewed because the brainwashed, hypnotized, blue-pilled zombies, spawn of academia, are much more likely to disclose their allegiance to pollsters than red-pilled thinking humans who realize the risk of being doxxed, outed, trolled, blackmailed, and cancelled by the zombies should they declare their more enlightened preferences. Still, it was a shock in March to read of polls showing hard labor, the Islamic Shoplifters Party of Aotearoa, aka the Defund the Police Party of Aotearoa, aka the Puberty Blocker Party of Aotearoa, and Te Pāhate Apartheid, all of those pulling ahead of the governing coalition. It was enough to make one want to give up reading. Thus, it was a relief to hear the April polls reversing this trend, including Braindead TVNZ's poll. Warning, quacker alert.
With the halfway point in sight, which parties are getting a second wind and which political leaders are getting a stitch? National is up 2 points on 36%. Labour down 1 on 32. That's a 4-point difference. And it's worth noting, in our last poll, the gap between the pair closed by 7 points. National here regains almost half that, but not all of it. The Greens and ACT remain steady, 10 and 9% respectively. New Zealand First springing up 2 points on 7%, the party's highest result in nearly 8 years. Te Pāti Māori dipping by 1 point, now 3%.
Perhaps we had been lulled into a false sense of security by the steady run of polls since the election, indicating that the number of humans among voters was greater than the number of zombies, albeit not by much. Surely, perhaps we were thinking, it's inconceivable that our beloved country, once a relative bastion of freedom of speech, movement and association, of the right not to be experimented upon and to refuse medical treatment, could ever willingly go back to this.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full 2-week period of sustained propaganda.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full 2 weeks of sustained propaganda. 2 years of sustained propaganda, more like it. Outright bloody lies. Pandemic of the unvaccinated. I did not get so-called vaccinated, and I did not get COVID. To this day, I have not had COVID, or Wuhan, as I call it. Everyone I knew who did get the so-called vaccine promptly got Wuhan. Gives you immunity, Tefilth said. Stops you spreading the thing, Tefilth said. Safe and effective, Tefilth said. Bloody lies. One person close to me who took the jab didn't get the chance to get Wuhan. He died of myocarditis. Another died from a stroke when blood clots formed after the booster. Put that lot in power again? Put them in Gitmo, I say.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full 2-week period of sustained propaganda.
Breathes there the man with soul so dead who never to himself has said, this is a witch, an evil, evil witch. Remember the time she gleefully boasted about creating two classes of citizenship?
So you basically said this is going to be like, well, it's almost like you probably don't see it like this, the two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep, yep.
Unconscionable. Beware, nowadays, of expecting tyranny to look like Stalin or Hitler of old. Tyranny now calls itself kindness and caring, and is perpetrated by women with degrees in communication and gender studies. Fortunately, some zombies started taking the red pill and were ready to tell damn Jabby where to shove her broomstick. She removed herself before that ignominy could occur, but her ilk remain, and they never give up, and it behoves us never to let them near the reins of power again. Damn Jabby Jihadi Jacinda Podesta Jackboot and their ilk do not govern on behalf of New Zealand voters, of course. Their agenda is set by the Davos Diabolists of the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations, to the cheers of academia and the media, all fellow components of Tefilth and stooges of the Chinese Communist Party. In 2014, Damn Jabby graduated from the World Economic Forum's Forum of Young Global Leaders. She was a protege of Herr Adolf Klaus Schwab of You Will Have Nothing and You Will Be Happy infamy. Herr Schwab fulsomely congratulated Damn Jabby on becoming Prime Minister in 2017, and maintained a mutual admiration society with her ever after. Herr Schwab, as it happens, has just announced he's stepping down from the chairmanship of the WEF. He hasn't given a reason, but WEF's board is investigating allegations of workplace racism and sexism. How delicious! Racism and sexism at the world headquarters of work. Alas, the WEF agenda is no laughing matter.
At this pivotal moment, I see several priorities for the global agenda. We must continue to fight against the global pandemic. We must revitalize the global economy and accelerate its transition to net zero. We must preserve biodiversity by deploying nature-based solutions, and we must narrow the gap between the rich and the poor to achieve more sustainable global development.
Let them eat the bugs! Of course, the globalists' rent-a-mobs were out in force all over America at the weekend in Soros-sponsored and choreographed demonstrations against anything Trump. Tariffs, deportations, support for Israel against Hamas, closing the border, Doge, whatever. The diabolists are panicking because their elitist evil is beginning to be dismantled. Western civilization is in grave danger of being saved in the nick of time. Mark Levin had two stellar guests on at the weekend to give their eloquent perspective on the big picture. First, Trump policy advisor Stephen Miller.
Mark, the same people that are criticizing President Trump's agenda to restore America, to usher in this new golden age, are the ones who ordered us to lock down during COVID and close all of the schools. They're the ones who opened the borders and flooded our cities with illegal aliens. They're the ones who brought us nothing but death and destruction in the Middle East, one disaster after another. They are the ones who empowered a federal bureaucracy to steal our rights and our voices as citizens, crush dissent, crush free speech, crush industry. They're the ones who allowed China and foreign countries to take our most essential industries out of the United States, gravely imperiling our national security and destroying the working and middle classes of this country. That is what President Trump inherited. That is what he is boldly and bravely repairing every single day. The southern border now, under his leadership, has the lowest number of illegal crossings in the history of the United States of America. Not in the last 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, in the history of these United States. Under President Trump, for the first time since the rise of China, we are protecting and defending our jobs and our manufacturing base. And we are preventing foreign countries from making it impossible to defend ourselves in the event of a national emergency. Manufacturing security is national security. And he is taking on the rogue bureaucracy and the rogue judiciary that have sapped and stolen and frittered away the rights of our people and pushed them into the hands of unelected power centers. He is, in every sense of the word, restoring national democracy and popular sovereignty. He is making America free again, Mark.
And Douglas Murray came on to promote his new book on democracies and death cults, Israel and the Future of Civilization.
The Columbia students, who are now such free speech martyrs to part of the left in this country, the Columbia student, the main student group, advocates for the, quote, complete destruction of Western civilization. They don't just laud and praise the rapists and beheaders and murderers of October the 7th, although they do that. They say they want the complete destruction of Western civilization. I have this rule I've noticed in the last 18 months. If you see an anti-Israel protest in any American city, they will be flying the flags of the Palestinian flag. They will be wearing their terrorist chic kafirs and things. They might be flying the flags of ISIS or Hamas or Hezbollah. You know, the one thing they will not be flying is an American flag. If you go to any pro-Israel protest in this country, there will be the Star of David, the flag of Israel being flown, and the American flag. And they will finish with the singing of Hatikvah and the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. Find me one anti-Israel protest in America where they proudly fly the American flag or where they sing the American national anthem. You won't be able to find it because they hate this country.
Bravo, Douglas, but do not despair. Western civilization is in good hands after all. The Kiwi cavalry is on its way. Our government has unveiled a $12 billion defense capability plan to modernize the military over 4 years with the goal of doubling defense spending to over 2% of GDP within 8 years. They've heard, Orange Man, badass. We all have to start pulling our weight. Hurrah! Great news. The bad news is that the military has dumbed down some of its entry requirements for new recruits, including removing the requirement for NCEA Level 1. And Lord knows that can't be very rigorous. What next? Will Defence Minister Judith D.E.I. Collins announce that the woke lady with a wife who sank the Manawanui will be given a damehood and put in charge of the new Cook Strait ferries? Across the ditch, Peter Dutton is not helping matters either. The Liberal leader has just cancelled the party's candidate for the New South Wales seat of Whitlam over comments made about women in military combat roles. He doesn't think they should have one. Candidate Benjamin Britten, not to be confused with the late composer, a former member of Australia's armed forces, also blamed diversity and equity quotas, Marxist ideology and woke ideologies for weakening the country's defences. The party said Britten had been disendorsed due to views inconsistent with the party's position. Perigo's perspective is that Mr. Britten is quite right and Mr. Dutton is a wuss. This is the same Peter Dutton who won't renounce net zero, the dumbest thing in history. Peter Dutton is deserving of the Goebbels Award.
Hitler has only got one ball. Goering has two but very small. Hitler has something similar.
In the end, however, Western civilization is safe, and it will be saved from the Antipodes. How do I know? The great and gorgeous Daniil Trifonov is in New Zealand to perform one of Western civilization's crowning glories, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. What place for Tef Filth when such emblazoned song aloft confirms the decency of joy, of clean delight.